But it's not normal. No other candidate for the presidency has ever had to pause his campaign to defend himself in multiple courts. And I would like to point out that in all seven of his cases, no one doubts that he did these things. We're just sitting around patiently waiting to find out if the wheels of justice will grind fast enough for there to be any consequences. And the media is covering it like it's any other political story, like it's all horse.
Stephen Colbert, big scared right now, and he should be because January 20th, noon 01 o'clock, yonder arrest, Stephen, we're sending you, Project 2025, sending you to a concentration camp where you'll learn how to be funny. Concentrate on jokes, and then you can leave. That's how that's going to work. No, oh my God, Donald Blump, man, it's going to arrest me. It's going to come after me and the gays and the blicks. And the gay blicks. And the whammids. And the left-wing cuck comedians. You've got way too much. Losing all the words over here. You got way too high of sense of your own importance, Stephen Colbert. Nobody's watching your stupid show. You've got zero impact. Your comedy is not even comedy. You're not allowed to upset anybody. This is a late-night comedy show. It's a late-night comedy show. And you're not allowed to upset any of the mentally ill lefty goofballs that watch your crappy show. Therefore, it's impossible for you to be funny. You just go out there and you go, Archman, blah, 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 and then this red sign flickers, applaud. And a bunch of dumb morons with vaccine passports in their pocket and probably blood clots in their small pea-sized brains go, oh my God, it's that blow pop. That's like Donald Trump, but it's blow pop. Oh my God, it's so funny. I hate God, by the way. Oh my Moloch. It's funny. So you got ridiculous, stupid name play, and then you've got lectures. That's the other thing that you get. You get lectures. On a late-night comedy show, you get lectured to by a raving lunatic. And so he's absolutely... Colbert forgets that he's supposed to host a comedy show. See, I mean, you know, when Fox News is funnier than you, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. And so there is no semblance of comedy here. There is no structure of comedy. And the entire show is a propaganda show. So you should actually be worried. You know, I don't want you arrested because you hate Donald Trump. I want you arrested because you're a propagandist. Right? Yeah. That's what I want. Yeah. You're being paid not to be funny. You're being paid to be subversive in a political fashion for which you portray yourself to be in opposition over here. And you're like, oh, look at me. I'm fighting. I'm a good person over here. Look at me. I care so much about the Republic, but I'm confused. So I'll call it the democracy. And Donald Trump, oh my God, I can't believe he's been arrested. And everybody knows that he's guilty. No, I don't know that. Everyone in all of these things, everybody knows that he's guilty, except he's beaten all of them. Before he even had to get to an appeal. This has all been thrown out. You're going to sell me some more vaccine sauce in between this, by the way? Some mRNA vaccine sauce? You're going to do some more vaccine skits? So remember, this guy's telling you, oh my God, Donald Trump is going to arrest me, right? Wow, Stephen Colbert is such a whiny beta. This is Jessica over here. And he's saying, tomorrow night, Donald Trump, in 3 days from now, Donald Trump is going to be president, and I might not be on television anymore. I might be arrested because look at me. I fight back against tyrants like Donald Trump. Self-important loser. This is a gateway pundit over here. Said Biden's leaving office and says that Trump might pull him off of the air. Put him in a concentration camp because Donald Trump's worse than Hitler. Now, as he's trying to gin up fear with these idiots in his audience, with this, the visions of Donald Trump being a fascist and rounding up black people, gay people, women, and left-wing cut comedians, also recognize he tried to throw you in a concentration camp and got real close to doing it, by the way. Remember when this dude was pushing vaccine mandates? If you didn't take a secret sauce, he wanted you to be arrested. If you didn't take your children to get a secret sauce, he wanted your children taken away from you. This idiot over here told pregnant ladies who can't have caffeine to go ahead and indulge in a whole bunch of caffeinated mRNA experimental sauce. And if you don't, by the way, he wants your life ruined. He wanted vaccine passports. He wanted vaccine mandates. He wanted to shut down business. He wanted to shut down schools. And he wanted to lock people up who didn't want to go along with that. That's funny that that dude's worried about Trump, who isn't going to round anybody up. But yet he's broadcasting and pushing and amplifying a message that Donald Trump is the bad guy. No, you're the bad guy, dude. You're the bad guy. You should be arrested. You should be held accountable. You pushed. You got a paycheck from Big Pharma to push their product onto unknowing individuals because you never told anybody that you got a paycheck from Big Pharma. You ain't no Dr. Essay. This guy's all mad at Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan ain't a doctor. You ain't a doctor either, fool. So, I think it's hilarious. I think he should end up in a... I think we should make MAGA gulags and put him in there. Yeah. Anybody who pushed experimental medications on people, forced them, engaged in it, should be arrested. It's a crime against humanity. But he won't. So, he's just going to pretend that he is... look at me. I'm afraid Donald Trump's going to lock me up because I'm so against Donald Trump. I'm so resistant. This dude's not the resistance. This dude is on board with every single agenda of the WHO, the CDC, Chase Manhattan Bank, Big Pharma. This guy is the furthest from Rebel Alliance. This guy is the establishment. He's pretending to be a comedian while he does it. So I think political operatives like him should be arrested. Why not? All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video support channel. If you want to be kept up to date on Project 2025 Arrest and Cut Comedians, hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.